Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 16th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening. We got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show with something new from Apple. Yes, the new iPhone SE is here. Now, granted, a lot of you in our audience right now probably don't care about this phone. Apple cares a lot about it, though. They're hoping that this will be the phone that gets it into everybody's hands, primarily because of the price point, which, by the way, is starting at $399. Now, to get you 64 gigabytes of storage with a phone that pretty much has the basic shape and look of an iPhone 8, which, as you probably guessed, yeah, the screen, yeah, it's only 4.7 inches. Now, even though it looks as old as, say, the iPhone 6, the iPhone SE does have Apple's A13 Bionic chip. Yes, that is the same chip that is available in the latest iPhone 11 and 11 Pro models. And being the fact that the new chip is there, it also gets some new camera features, too. That being a single 12-megapixel camera lens at the back, along with its smart HDR photography, plus 4K video at 60 frames per second. As far as all you selfie people out there, your front camera, yeah, it's 7 megapixels, but can do portrait mode effects. Now, 64 gigabytes ain't enough storage for you. There will be a 128-gigabyte model for $449 and a 256-gigabyte model for $549. Pre-ordering starts tomorrow, yes, April 17th, and shipments should start on April 24th. Google's about to get into some serious hardware business. How serious? Building processors. Yeah, it looks like they may be developing their own processor that could be used to power their Pixel phones and, of course, their Chromebooks. This is also probably a nod towards their rival Apple, of course, who's been using their own processors in their devices for, well, years. So how true are these rumors? Well, apparently the code name right now that's at least going around on Google Campus, even though I'm not really sure if it's Google Campus. I don't think there's anybody at Google Campus right now. Yeah, I think most people are probably working from home. But anyway, it apparently is the codename Whitechapel and will be an 8-core ARM processor. However, though, it's going to be made by, yeah, Samsung. From what we're hearing, the processor will be optimized to run Google's machine learning technology and also have a portion of the chip designated to improve Google's assistant performance. Of course, we all know right now the main processor and Pixels are made by Qualcomm, meaning, yes, it seems Google and Samsung are starting to be a little buddy-buddy. And if it does move forward, I can see a lot of tears coming from Qualcomm. Pro users of Adobe, yeah, get ready for a new thing called Productions. This is a new feature launching in Premiere Pro, supposedly making it easier to work on the same project with multiple people. If this kind of sounds familiar to you, well, it was actually previewed at Sundance, you know, before all of this virus crap happened. And from the get-go, it was actually designed with filmmakers in mind. Now, the new Productions panel will offer a kind of what they're saying a Google Drive-like experience, so you can share assets a lot easier. In fact, multiple editors will be able to work on the same project using a local or even shared storage. As you can also see too, if you're working from home like a lot of us right now, this tool is, yeah, it's gonna be very beneficial. And finally, 5G. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy around that frequency right now, isn't there? That's for a whole other conspiracy theory podcast. We're just here to tell you the tech facts. And those facts being, around the year 2025, 5G connections should be reaching about 2.7 billion people. So yes, so the folks wearing the tinfoil hats out there, this may not make you very happy. In fact, the data is predicting by next year, the connections will grow by 180%, servicing about 340 million. After that, 1.4 billion by 2023, yeah, you can kind of see where this is going. This research is actually looking at companies that are filing the patents in the 5G field currently, and was all kind of rounded up at the end of February of this year. And as you probably guessed, Huawei, yeah, they're leading the total number of 5G patents, standing at 3,147, which was actually closely followed by Samsung. We all know that most firms around the world are in a rush right now to roll out 5G technology on a large scale, hoping that we'll all reap the benefits. Those benefits, of course, being a lot of friggin' bandwidth to go with it, and being able to manage more connected devices, which will definitely be beneficial. I just hope we're not doing all of these connected devices from home by 2025. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The official British Tech Network website located at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can get subscribed to the shows. You can also find our shows as well on iTunes and various other podcasting platforms. We're also, of course, on Twitter, like everybody else is, at British Tech. And we also have a BTN community we would love for you to join. So come on over today and join in the conversations at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Tuesday. Yes, you did hear that correctly. Next Tuesday, we'll be back at your way, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.